Should you hire a digital marketing agency or should you just do it yourself? On today's episode, we are going to be looking at the pros and cons of either and asking the important question of, are you ready? And reviewing some ready questions so that you know exactly what decision to make for your business.
Welcome to the Content Toolbox Podcast, intended to equip and encourage experienced business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jen Neal, entrepreneur, coach, active business owner, tech lover and nerd, and founder of the Content Activation Method. Now enough of this, let's get to the good stuff.
All right, so the question is, should you hire a digital marketing agency? Well, some of you that know that we are actually an agency here at Formula Done may think your answer is going to be hire an agency, but no. Really, honestly, my truthful answer is the question is, are you ready? Because a lot of times doing it yourself is actually going to be more beneficial and more cost effective. So let's go talk about what all of these options are. But first, why are you listening to me? Who am I? I'm Jen Neal, founder of Formula Done and creator of the Content Activation Formula. And really what all of that means is that we help businesses attract traffic and find leads online using the content that you already have. If any of that sounds interesting, be sure to check out the rest of our videos here and on our playlist. And you can check out our website at Formula Done, and we have blogs with even more extensive information and awesome things that you can go download for free. So make sure you go check that out. Okay, so let's get talking about digital marketing agencies. So the big question is, do you hire out or do you bring it internal? And so I can tell you that there's kind of these cycles that businesses go through. So we're going to start off with that cycle. So when you're first getting started, you have, and this is always the question, do you have more time or money? So when you're very first getting started, more than likely you have got more time than money, in which case that's why you start learning things and doing them yourselves and wearing all of those different hats, right? And so a lot of times it's that trade-off of, okay, I have more time, I'd rather invest my time, until you get to the point where you're growing, you're scaling, and you have more money, and then it's like, okay, I want to buy back some of my time. So we start to make that trade, right? So when you're very first starting, it's usually in-house, doing it yourself is better. As you start to grow, then you can hire some VAs, get some in-house support. At that point, as you start to grow, you'll usually go hire an agency to help because you need that expertise to take your business to the next level. And then as your business continues to scale, then it makes more sense to start to bring all of that agency stuff in-house. So it's kind of this ebb and flow, and it depends on where you're at in your business. So let's dive in and talk about some of the get ready questions and look at pros and cons of doing this internally or hiring out an agency. All right, so let's start off first with in-house. So if you're taking this in-house, I don't care if you're doing it yourself or if you're bringing it in-house and training some other staff to help.
Robin, yep. Get me my legal pad. It's pros and cons time.
So big pros are you have complete control over that marketing process and the flexibility. So if you're making changes and you're completely agile and you want to be able to make those changes quickly, in-house is the way that you're going to need to go. You also have all the access to like all of the steps in the marketing process. So the pros are you can make big changes on a very short amount of time, as long as you have the expertise, obviously, but it gives you that flexibility and complete control. So those are definite pros. Cons of doing this in-house or internally are it does take more time and expertise. And in order to acquire that expertise, there's kind of a longer time investment than normally because there's usually a learning curve. So you have to take the extra time to learn those things as well as actually implementing those. So if you have more time than money, then that totally makes sense. Learn it, and then you'll be able to understand things that are happening in the future even as you outsource them, right? The other big con is the opportunity cost, right? So taking that time to go learn things or develop those expertises could be taking time away from your business that could be revenue generating type activities instead of learning activities, right? So if the opportunity costs outweigh, then that's something for you to look at. Like, okay, does the trade-off mean to be that I need some help, even if you're still doing it internally? Hope that all makes sense. Kind of went in a little loop there. But really, what you're looking at is
essentially we're talking about the biggest con is that it is a bigger time investment, and what else could you be doing with that time, right? Okay, so before I move on to pros cons of agency work, I'm curious, put in the comments below, are you currently doing most of your stuff in-house, or have you hired at an agency? And if so, share some of your experience. Be awesome. So let's talk about agency pros and cons. So pros of hiring an agency is that typically agencies will have a team of highly specialized experts who are working on your business, right? The other pros of agency work is typically when you're working with agencies, they have some sort of a project manager. So they are actually coordinating all of the different things to be done and then just delivering to you a final result for your approval and ultimately to add to your bottom line, right? Whatever it is that you're doing. What that is doing, just like we kind of talked about before, but what you're really, really doing is you're taking that time that you were investing, you're buying back that time. So you can take that time now and go work on other revenue generating things in your business instead of having to take that time to learn and do those expert things yourself. All right, in addition, we know in this business game that there's a whole lot of like, I'm just gonna throw something against the wall and see if it sticks, right? And a lot of times that thing that you're throwing against the wall is even down to the systems and the process of what does this marketing campaign look like? How are we gonna do this rollout? How are we gonna plan this launch? Like any of those kinds of things. So you're planning, if you're doing it yourself, you're figuring out the system as well as taking the time to actually develop that. Pros of working with an agency is they will already have a well-established system. And so you're going to get plugged into that. Now, con there, which we'll get to, is it's not your system, right? But as long as it aligns with how your business works, then that's good. So the other pros are that because this is a well-defined system and you have a team of experts working on it, you should ultimately see results faster than if you were doing it yourself. Right? Okay, so sounds like a win. There are still cons. So let's talk about the cons of hiring an agency, right? Okay, so cons are it is slower. When you work with an agency and you want to make those shifts, they typically take more time because you're dealing with, you know, accessing one person who then has to disseminate it out to a bunch of other people. It's just like working with a larger business versus like a single solopreneur, right? It takes more time to be able to create those changes and those shifts. So you lose some of your flexibility. That's just how it's gonna work with an agency. Other cons are you are hiring somebody to do something for you. And along the lines of flexibility is that you think, okay, I just wanna make this change or I want this quick access, right? So it can be a little bit more frustrating because you may not have direct access and you may not be able to make quick changes like that. So you have to be a little bit more flexible, like some of that flexibility has to go back on you, right? Another con, it can be expensive. So you are actually paying for access to all of those marketing professionals. The good news is that if you were to take this in-house, switch back to in-house, if you were to take this in-house and you're at the place where you're ready for an agency in-house, if you're going to hire a project manager, a copywriter, a video editor, a graphic designer, a web developer, if you're going to hire all of those people, you're guaranteed going to be paying more than you're paying an agency. However, with an agency, think of it, it's kind of like a co-op, right? So the agency has many different customers, and you are paying to have access to all of that skill of expertise as well as the systems that they're using, but you aren't paying for 100% of the time. You're only getting a portion of the time. And that also leaves you with less control over all of the steps in the marketing process because you are dealing with their expertise, their process, right? So let's kind of define this out since I've talked pros and cons both ways. If you've decided, yes, I'm ready to work with an agency, it's important to ask those questions so that you understand what the flexibility is going to be. If you're a person that likes to make last minute changes, see if that's going to work with how you work and how the agency works. Find out, you know, how long it's going to be in between time changes, how much direct access that you have to the team or to your account rep or however the agency is working, right? So those are things that the agency themselves should establish. But if they don't, you want to know those things because you don't want to end up with surprises thinking that you're hiring almost like employees. It's one of the big mistakes that I see of business owners hiring an agency and then thinking, oh, I get to sort of order around your time as if you were my employee. And that's unfortunately not how an agency works, right? So little soapbox moment there, sorry, but let's take some time and look at the questions and the determining factors so that you can help decide if you're ready for an agency, if you should be hiring one, or if you should be doing it in-house or doing it yourself. All right, so some of the determining factors. We already talked about the biggest one, time versus money. So time versus money, which one would you be more willing to let go of, right? If you're at the place where you are struggling and you are working 80 hours in your business and you cannot come up for air, you probably have less time and better find a way to make it work with money, right? If, however, you're like, no, I'm good. I want to know how this works. I want to dive in. Or I've got enough time and I can hire somebody to help me with a lot of this, with like the technical, the implementation kind of stuff. Then maybe your next best bet would be to find some sort of a training program that is going to give you a system that you agree with that you can then train yourself and your team, or even just like your VA, on that system and process so that you guys can learn the technical skills so that you can get to actually engaging and doing that marketing work faster, right? So you always want to look at, which one am I more willing to let go of right now, time or money? All right, so what goals do you have for the reason that you're wanting to hire an agency? Are those goals attainable?
It's story time.
I once had a customer who was like, okay, we have a goal of adding 10,000 new people to our list every single month. And I'm like, that's a huge goal. That is a very big number. And I said, okay, how many people are you currently adding to your list right now with the activities that you're doing? And she's like, about 500. I'm like, so you want to go from 500 to 10,000 every single month. That is doable, but are you ready for the costs that are going to be like, that's a lot of ads in order to get that much exposure, to get that much opt-in, right? So you want to look at, what are the goals? What are the reasons for why you are wanting to hire an agency or bring something in-house? And are those goals attainable? And then take it even further, are those goals attainable with the system that you're looking at learning or doing, or with hiring an agency? Okay, you also want to look at, are you ready? So this is my big question. Are you actually ready for an agency? So I'll get a lot of people who will come to me and say like, hey, I want to run ads. And I'm like, awesome. Let's talk about your offer. You're clearly selling something, right? Does that offer already convert to cold traffic? If you're at a place where all of your sales are coming just from warm audience, people that are already on your list, or referrals, and then you get them on a call and you're interfacing with them one-to-one, that's fantastic. That does not mean that you're ready to bring a lot more traffic on, because you don't know necessarily if your same offer is going to convert through a funnel or through cold traffic or however it is that you're selling, right? So unless you know that your offer will convert, or that you can get the leads you need or whatever from some cold traffic, you may not be ready. And the only reason I bring that up is because a lot of agencies don't talk about this, but really, if you don't have something that you know will get you leads or sales or whatever it is that you're after from a bunch of cold traffic, then all you're gonna do is pay somebody a bunch of money to probably run a bunch of ads and do whatever it is that they're doing, as well as all of the ad spend and all the extra costs. You're just gonna spend a lot of money and bring a whole bunch of traffic in to something that may not be ready to sell yet, right? I know, it's brutal to say, it cuts like a knife, but it's the truth. So if you're not sure about that, here's my suggestion. Put up some posts on Facebook and do a boosted post and see. Are you going to get some extra traction? Like, does it actually work? Do you actually get calls booked? Do you get people to your offer? Whatever it is, test that out first before you go to an agency, because I just don't want to see you wasting a ton of money if you're not ready, right? Okay. I've had a lot of soapbox moments in this episode. Sorry, guys. Okay, so cost breakdown. when you're looking at what am I more willing to let go of, and do you have the time and resources to make either one happen? So maybe it is, like we said, that you find a system, you find some training system that's actually going to teach you a process that you agree with, that fits in. You can do your part. You can hire a simple VA to do the rest of the part, and off you go. Maybe that's where you're at and you don't need an agency. Maybe you are at a place where you're like, I have my VA. It's kind of been working, but I'm ready to move to the next level and I'm tired of investing my own time. I just want somebody to do it and do it correctly for me, right? I'm just at that point where I'm ready to scale. That is probably a place where you're ready to hire an agency. If you have been working with an agency and you have an in-house team, you've started to pick up some people. Oh, well, we're doing these other things. I'm going to bring on another designer. Oh, I'm going to bring on somebody to help manage my social media. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm paying my in-house team to do a lot of the things that we're paying the agency to do. In which case, it could be that you're ready to bring all of those people in-house. And here's one trick that you can even ask agencies about, because I know I've done this here at Formula Done as well, is I've had some companies say, hey, I don't actually want to use you as an agency, but can we hire you as a consultant to teach your process, because they like our process. So to teach your process to our staff internally. So I have done that for several businesses where I've actually just trained their staff, right? And so that means that they are getting the same kind of qualified people that I would train in my own agency working in-house internally for them. Now, they paid a lot up front, but then that's a one-time cost that's invested and they're done. And now they have a machine that's up and running internally, right? So those are the different stages of business and kind of some ways for you to look at, am I ready to invest that time or am I ready to invest that money? So I hope that that really, really helps. And I want to give you some examples. I just told you about how I've done some corporate training, but to reverse that back, we are an agency here at Formula Done as well. So what we do for people as our Done For You service is our Evergreen Leads machine. And with that, what we do is we take your content that you already have and or we actually look up topics that are relevant to what people are searching for. So we're looking up keywords and topics and things that relate to your industry. We're creating content that we're going to use to send. We do all the social media posting and we create valuable forward give first content, right? That we're sending people to from social media. We're using that to build up an audience. So all that to say that basically we're doing a social media creation from your existing videos. We're making sure that that stuff's going to get shown up on Google. And we're running ads. So we do Facebook ads, Google ads, and even LinkedIn and Pinterest ads and things like that. So those are things like we have a very set process and that's how we work with people. Works really, really well for those people that are ready and it's the right fit. Now, if it's not the right fit for you and you're like, I think I'm more in the DIY option or the DIY plus VA, that's kind of a funny math equation, right? Anyway, so if you are at that place, we actually have a course that I took all of the processes that we do for our Evergreen Leads machine, which can be a little bit convoluted, but take all of that and I simplified it down into a very simple do-it-yourself option, which is something that can be learned in literally less than 3 hours. Like you can do the entire thing in a weekend, your stuff as well, and actually see results from your work literally by the weekend, right? It's a very quick in and out, but it gives you the fundamental understandings of the exact same process that we run for our high-level clients, but it's something that you can do yourself if you can film a video, right? I know you know how to do selfie videos, right? Film a video, post on YouTube, and post on Facebook. That's all you need to do, right? So if you're interested in that, it's fantastic because it teaches you the exact same framework, but it's in a super simple way that you can actually do yourself. So if you're interested in that, check out the Content Connection Academy. So it's just contentconnectionacademy.com. Anything else that you're interested in, consulting or agency work, go to formuladone.com and you can check out how to get a hold of us, book a call. You'll probably talk with me and we'll see if you are ready and if it's the right fit for you. Otherwise, now you know the questions to go ask whatever agency that you're looking at or to look for whatever DIY programs. Just make sure it's not a learning adventure, that you're actually going to get an end tangible result, that you know what your outcome is going to be. And that's it. That's all I got, right? So should you hire an agency? The question is, are you ready? And what are you willing to part with, time or money? All right. Can't wait to see your comments. See you guys on the next episode.